little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star. All right, welcome back. Episode 160 of the Shadow Games Podcast. Well, we are officially 1 week away from the very chaotic, very fun, very
wonderful,
very smelly San Diego International Comic Con 2015. Yep. When I say smelly,
oh yes,
I found out why. Apparently, there's a lot of people that go that sleep in their cars and they don't have places to take showers.
Or at least like body spray, you know.
Yeah. So
right, Wayne.
One of the recommendations that has been going around is sign up for that 3 month gym membership, so you can go take a shower.
Smart. I mean,
right?
Yeah.
That's pretty smart.
So that's what, say about $20. Say $20-$25 a month.
Roughly.
Yeah.
$75. That's $150 of you know, an extra $75 to get a base for 3 months. But hey, you know what? It's worth it.
Hey, it's actually not a bad idea to get a gym membership if you're homeless, too.
Yeah?
True.
Well, actually, you can usually get a free membership for a certain amount of months, so. Yeah. A trial membership, so.
Alright, so. Yeah. Hey. So, again, we are 1 week away from that shenanigans.
I think our main point was there's no reason for you to not take a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. But yes, this is our countdown, our second countdown episode. Our next episode, well, it's going to be a
post or
pre Comic Con.
Yeah, we'll try to get something in there.
Before. I know.
it's
going to be short. It's going to be chaotic. But
we
will definitely let you guys know what we're going to be doing, what we've done, and how we survived it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so getting back to basics. What have we been playing this week? Well, for me, I've just been playing a whole lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest. Keep it short and simple. I finally got Carnage, and I finally got Gamora. Pretty cool. Haven't probably leveled them up yet. It's kind of hard to find a 3-star character or a 3-star comic book cover to level them up. And the second game I've been playing this whole week is more of Batman Arkham Knight. And this past 2 days, I've been playing a whole lot more of the Red Hood.
Nice.
DLC is fun. I beat it already. I still like playing it over again. I said you are the complete opposite of Batman. Instead of taking them alive, you kill them. You knock them out and you get the gun and go, next. Yeah. Pretty awesome. Yeah. Not bad. And yeah, I've been up to about 72% completion of the side missions. I got a few more ways to go, but not as crazy as this guy. Wayne, your turn.
Yeah, that's kind of mostly what I've been playing this week. You know, after work, I'll sit down for a few hours, play before I go to bed. I am sitting at right now about 87% completion of the entire game.
Yeah, that's a lot of game, Jesse.
I don't have much more to do. I've got there's the final protocol that I need to unlock by.
I know exactly how much more you have to do.
And
I have 13% more to do.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, I've got I think it was called the Dark Knight Protocol, which I need to unlock.
Nightfall?
Nightfall Protocol. I need one more main supervillain captured before I can do that.
And who is that?
I don't know. It's whoever I get next. There's actually, I think, like 5 more that are actually available to capture.
Okay.
One is probably going to be Slade.
Slade Wilson.
Yeah, because, you know, he's in charge of the militia now. I've already got Firefly,
Man-Bat,
Two-Face, Penguin,
Riddler.
I haven't got Riddler yet because
to
capture Riddler, you got to go through like 243 different riddles and puzzles and capture and, you know, trophies and all this stuff you got to get. It's insane. But yeah, I've got a lot of them captured. Poison Ivy's gone. I think considered gone basically.
Harley.
Harley's captured.
You said you freed up Catwoman too as well, right?
Freed up Catwoman.
All right, so you got a lot done, a little more than me.
Yeah, I've got a few more towers to go through. I think that's the most of it. Some more firefighters to find.
Those damn firefighters.
Whew. One more. I think I've got one more mine. I think I need to get blown up or take care of. And that one was kind of a problematic because you get like 50 or 45 some odd tanks coming after you, and they just wipe you out pretty easily.
That sucks.
Yeah. The one tower I'm getting ready to go into, I've got like five of the big guys with the chain guns.
Nope.
I'm like, nope. Ooh.
Now I'm just sitting here twiddling my thumbs.
You should play it. It's a fun game.
It is.
I haven't played any of the Arkham
games. They're worth playing.
Yeah. That's what I hear. I haven't played any of them yet. Maybe one day.
All right. That's all been for you, Wayne?
Yeah, that's mainly it. I'm still done a little bit of the mobile games like Marvel Avengers Alliance, Transformers Battle Tactics, and Transformers Rising.
Somebody won jackpot in Las Vegas! Alright, Jesse, what have you been playing up to this week, man?
Alright, well... this little game called J-Stars.
Yeah,
just
such a very epicness of a game.
Never thought that the game would ever
be that epic.
Come to this side of the world, first off.
Right?
But, yeah, who am I kidding? The game is phenomenal.
Epic.
That game is so awesome. If you are a manga fan, and it revolves around a manga style. Manga style, like progression, stuff like that, but... Yeah, if you're fans of any manga or anime series, anytime from like 1990 and later, this is definitely for you. We got 50 playable fighters from 32 different series, all in one giant, massive, epic fighting game that uses the Cryware engine.
Which,
if you guys are familiar, the Cryware engine is notorious for being with the Dragon Ball Z games.
Yeah.
Dwayne!
Yeah, you are dropping things everywhere around here, man.
Everything everywhere.
There's a lot of ghosts in here from what I've seen.
Yeah, something like that.
I know.
They're all hiding behind there.
I know.
You got that creepy back area.
Yeah.
So creepy. Why?
See,
so many people. Of course, when we're recording, that's when I get all of the stuff.
See, the worst things ever.
Jeez. Alright, well anyway. Yeah, so J-Star, I've been playing a lot of that. I jumped back on Final Fantasy XIV after Heavensward released, and I'm still sitting there kind of crying to myself because I don't have Heavensward. And I had to pick.
You are that kid that is either you want ice cream or you want to play in the playground.
Yeah, but it's like, I have...
But you can't do both.
I can't. And it's so, so sad because I really want to play it, and I had a choice to either get J-Stars or get Heavensward. They're both the same price. You know, J-Stars, brand new PS4, $59.99.
Uh-huh.
Or Heavensward Digital Collector's Edition, $59.99. Which one do I get? I figured I'll go with J-Stars because if it's anything like Tatsunoko vs. Capcom will be, it's going to be a pretty rare game to find.
Tatsunoko vs. Capcom was a horrible game.
Are you kidding me? That game was awesome. I loved Tatsunoko vs. Capcom. It was basically like... Capcom versus SNK, but with Tatsunoko and Capcom.
Well, I can't get my mind.
You weren't really good at it, were you?
No, I was.
I don't think so.
I was.
I don't think so.
Hoo-hoo.
I was.
I don't think so. Anyway, I have my copy on the Wii, and I almost sold it too. I almost sold it back for some money, and it wasn't worth a lot until they stopped pressing it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Until they stop making the game.
Same way too with Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3. Good job, Disney.
Yep, so hey, I'm keeping it. And that's mine, that's in my collectors now. But if it's anything like that, J-Stars is gonna be pretty rare. It's gonna be pretty hard to find sometime later on. So I decided to get that, and I figured Heavensward's gonna be there for a while. Besides Heavensward's a digital copy, so it's gonna be there. Well yeah, I mean that's it for me. Some mobile games here and there, but I don't count that as relevant.
But nothing too major as J-Star.
Oh, absolutely not. Not even close. I mean, I got the Jurassic World game. That's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I'm still playing Future Fight. Other than that, I'm really not playing much of anything else. Final Fantasy Record Keeper. It's actually pretty cool.
Record Keeper.
Yeah, you actually play through different events from the different previous Final Fantasy
games. Oh, snap!
It's pretty legit, I'm not gonna lie. And then you can build your party, and it plays like Final Fantasy 1 style.
Oh, I miss that.
It's awesome. You can build your party with different characters from the different games.
Uh-huh.
And then you have your main character, who's the same on all the games. Because he's the record keeper. He goes and actually relives all these events because there's something wrong with the record keep. So he has to go in there and fix it.
Hmm.
That's the whole premise. And it's a free-to-play game. It's pretty cool. But anyway, yeah, that's enough about that. I haven't played anything else.
Sounds like me with Arkham Knight. All right. So, well, speaking of which, Arkham Knight, let's do a real quick chit-chatter about it. What'd you think of the ending, Wayne?
Whew, that was a good ending.
That was a doozy. What'd you think of the playing a small part? Well, spoiler, of the man who laughs. Of the man who laughs, Joker.
That was kind of a trippy scenario.
That was a
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to just die at that point or whether I was supposed to keep fighting.
But do you see how when you played as Batman, putting Joker in that in that asylum, in that container, that he actually locked up his secret, he let Joker die.
Yeah, or locking up his demons, essentially.
Yeah, literally speaking, locking up his demons. And dude, really, how Scarecrow manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Now see, for me though, the ending is good. But I don't see that as being the complete ending yet, because I know there's more to it after I get to this next portion here. So I guess there's like a secondary ending, essentially.
Oh, after everything blows up?
With Nightfall.
With everything blows up?
I don't know.
Everything should blow up. That's.
I it's probably gonna end with
an awesome way to end it.
With Bruce Wayne landing on free parking.
Actually, since you don't play the games, after the main ending, after you capture Scarecrow, and everybody finds out who is Batman, which is Bruce Wayne, he takes his ship, and a reporter is waiting in the front of his house.
Yeah.
He gets out of his plane, takes off the mask, looks up, walks in. Alfred goes, "Sir, you want to do this?" Before all that happened, he goes, "Alfred, activate
Nightfall
protocol." Goes inside. The reporter, starts talking. He goes, "Since Bruce Wayne got, is not revealed to be Batman, his whole house explodes."
Boom. Oh damn,
dude!
Oh man!
From that point on, we don't know where he's. As Wayne is saying, he. In my opinion, he did escape. He kind of pulled a Christopher Nolan Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Huh.
Yeah, that's my opinion. I'll stick with that. I mean, dude. Awesome. Awesome.
That's pretty legit.
I need to go back and find... I forgot his name again. The other guy that I'm basically training to take my place.
Tim Drake?
No.
Oh,
I can't remember his name. I keep
Jason Todd?
No. He's not one of the guys that played the sidekick.
Okay, we'll find out later. Let's go and keep on going to the news this week. So, well, there's a lot of stuff been going on here, especially for the Weverse, or the, as you guys say it, the Meverse.
Yeah.
There are new
features and. Yeah, basically they're redesigning all of the Miiverse right now, and there's some new features and stuff that's coming up, and we have some of the stuff here for you. Basically, where we're at right now with the changes is going to include a screenshot album, a play journal, and some general visual refresh rates and refreshes.
Mm-hmm.
The community is going to be a little bit different. The layout for the different Miiverse communities,
and it looks pretty cool.
It does. It looks a little bit cleaner.
It looks cleaner. Kind of Facebook status, you have the background.
Kinda,
in a way, like that.
Which actually wasn't too different from where they were at right now.
Yeah.
They have a section just for drawings, and then a section for discussions, and then some of the other changes noted by Nintendo are going to include the.
What do you call that?
Yeah, it's going to include the removal of posting to your activity feed, and then as the play journal feature, needs to be a replacement for. Your activity feed.
Wow.
So, yeah, there. I mean, I'm not sure how this whole thing's going to look once they have the update.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like it's going to allow users to post a total of 30 posts or comments per day. In-game posts are not included in that total.
Aw.
So you can just go at any point in your game and post to your in-game community at any time as much as you want. But when you're out and you just join the general community, you're limited to 30 posts a day. That's to eliminate flooding and people like, hey, thumb me up or, you know, yeah this or, you know, more yes or whatever.
That's stupid. I really hate that.
It is really stupid. I mean, it's really not that serious. But, hey, I mean, some people really live for the yes.
And, you know, keep on going with the Wii U. We also got Splatoon. It's getting a new battle mode, which is a new ranked battle mode, right?
Yes, it firm. So the new ranked battle mode is going to be coming today, as a matter of fact, July 1st. It goes live today, and it's called Tower Defense. And it is a ranked battle mode. So you guys can look forward to that. Basically, the premise is once someone jumps onto the tower, it starts moving along a set path towards the other team's goal. If the tower doesn't arrive at the goal before the time runs out, the team that moved it the closest towards their new opponent's goal wins. So, goal is ride the tower all the way into your other team's goal, and you'll get the decisive knockout victory.
Typical, so, right?
It's actually not your typical tower defense, if you think about it that way. You're not really defending your tower from being taken. You're defending your tower so it may progress.
Get bigger.
Yeah. Won't get bigger, but so it can progress into enemy territory.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, in turn, gives it a little bit more of a challenge, because now you get closer and closer to your enemy's spawn point.
Yeah.
And you're going to be taking a lot more fire.
Okay. Agreed.
So that's enough for Nintendo.
So right now, there are, since the debut of Street Fighter V, like I mentioned the past podcast, Capcom said that from a news stand that they won't make you buy, they won't make us, the people who plays this game, who's going to play this game from the fighting
consumer.
Community, the consumer, the hardcore players, they won't, you know, make us buy another disc to get more characters, like more,
Super Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition.
Actually, no.
Ultra Street Fighter 4.
Actually, yeah. I still have my original Street Fighter 4, and I just downloaded the patch updates. But for all the people that just wants a disc, especially for the tournament players, some people don't have it. Some people don't have the right patch. It'll screw up the whole gameplay and all.
Yeah. I think this is a smarter move because it eliminates production costs.
Yep.
For them.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, the only disc we're going to get is the actual game itself. Everything will be download the patch, download this, get that.
Yeah.
Download the codes for new, I don't know.
New fighters. New modes.
Costumes.
Hyper mode.
Ultra mode.
ultra hyper mode.
Ultra hyper naga mode. And
naga mode.
Naga mode. I was actually watching, getting off subject. What do you call that? Scott Pilgrim was the world earlier today, so.
Yeah.
I go myself.
Nigga.
Nigga Scott. I don't know. We go say, yeah, cool, definitely. We'll have coffee tomorrow. Sure. Sounds good, man. All right. So, and we can also, speaking more of Street Fighter V, there's going to be, for all the people that live near Six Flags, California, and you guys want to play this game, Capcom is bringing this upcoming fighting game to the theme park this summer. So it should be out hopefully in about a week or so.
Now it's limited to some Six Flags parks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Now the ones that they are bringing it to.
Yeah. It's typical like this Discovery Kingdom. There's also the one in Texas, Arlington, Texas, Magic Mountain in Valencia, which is closest to us over here.
Yeah.
We also got the Fiesta Texas, San Antonio, the St. Louis. In Eureka, Missouri.
Over St. Louis.
Over Georgia in Austell, Georgia. The Great America in Illinois. The Six Flags America in Bowie, Maryland.
Yep.
Pretty cool place.
You have Great America, which is the one in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And then you have America. Which is in Maryland.
Yeah.
And also the Six Flags New England. And also in Massachusetts.
And then Great Adventure in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. I missed it. Jersey.
Boston.
Right. All right.
Boston,
so
Massachusetts.
For all the people that actually wants to play it, offhand before the game comes out,
Go.
Feel free. Right. Alrighty, yeah. Cool. So, yeah.
Who is a wrestling fan?
Me.
Yeah?
Yep.
Wayne?
No.
No.
Alright.
I stopped watching wrestling at 10.
No imagination.
Oh, goodness.
He's Wayne.
Well, he's got an imagination. It's just in other aspects.
Like, oh my god, Optimus Prime. Oh. Okay.
Hey, he did get a pretty badass shirt.
He did. Yeah. He did.
And for those of you not sure what it is, we'll go ahead and try and post a picture of
yes.
it on our website.
Yes, it'll be nice.
It's legit. I mean, if you like Tron and Transformers, you're going to love
it. Dude, that is a great combination.
It is yeah. phenomenal.
So getting back to the WWE's 2K series games, last year they had about, 60 playable players. Now, coming on 2016, the WWE 2K16 will have 120 playable characters. That's not including your own custom character or characters.
Yep.
The news comes by way of Instagram from the WWE developer, the Visual Concepts, and in the post, it's pretty much responded to doubts about, you know, its claim of having the largest roster ever in upcoming WWE 2K games. So the developer also noted that the number counts only unique wrestlers. Like Finn Balor, hopefully he'll show up in there. One of my favorite indie wrestlers is now in WWE.
But it doesn't include the variety of different models that some of the characters may have.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure Hulk Hogan's going to have multiple ones. You're going to have Hulk Hogan. Yeah. You're going to have Hollywood Hogan. You're going to have all the different Hogans.
You have Hogan with 3,000 hair. You have Hogan with 2,503 hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have Hogan with like the over 9,000 hair.
It's over 9,000. And you have Hogan with the over 9,001 hair.
Yeah. So something, and then Hogan with no hair.
Oh, I wish we don't see that. Sorry, Hulkster. I love you, man. But
old man Hogan.
Oh, there it is, right there. The number. Last year they had 67 characters. That's what it was.
Woo-hoo!
That was the exact number.
Not bad.
All right. So getting back into the console gaming, Wayne, take this one, man.
So Xbox One is actually struggling in Europe a little bit. PS4 is still still outselling them.
Oh yeah.
So basically, Phil Spencer has spoken out, you know, that they need to improve in the region. They're looking at ways they can do so. I know, you know, Phil Spencer's also very happy to have real good competition this time around too. So, you know, they're kind of playing it by ear and trying to improve what they can. You know, who knows how that's gonna affect in the long run? But
oh yeah, I mean, there's also, especially with the upcoming titles coming up for 6, the new Tomb Raider game. Let's see how everything does for the 360.
We've got some amazing games coming this year and next year. It's going to be mind-boggling.
Yeah.
So.
And now, as a PlayStation fanboy myself, go ahead and read that quote right there from Phil Spencer. It says, Sony does? Yeah. Go ahead and read that.
Sony does a really good job in these markets. And they have a really... they have a long history, long before we were in this business, and they earned the success they get in these regions. He explained, I watch what they do because they do a lot of good things, and I want to make sure that we're being smart about success, about succeeding.
Yep. So I just wanted you to read that because as a PlayStation fanboy, anytime somebody strokes the PlayStation cow, I feel like I'm getting stroked myself. Makes me happy.
I got both, so I'm a lefty and a righty.
I like to be stroked. hey, to each their own.
Yeah, I know. See,
to each their own. Some are ambi, some are, you know.
this guy on the other hand. He doesn't know which one to use. All right, Eddie. What, a third hand coming out?
You don't know, man.
Wait, hold on. He's not Chuck Norris.
He's not Chuck Norris.
He's not the Chuck Norris going on over there. So continuing on the Microsoft Xbox, the Xbox One Fallout 4 pre-orders pretty much will go live.
They're live.
It's technically out live right now. It comes with a free Fallout 3 code. Yep. What?
Yep.
Yeah.
I still have Fallout 3, so...
I had it. I played it. I had the Game of the Year edition.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I don't know what happened to it since. I lost it somewhere. I might have sold it at some point. I don't really know.
You have achievement on that.
Hey, I don't know. It's somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to get it again. Not for the Xbox One, but I will get Fallout 3 again.
Yeah, since the release or the upcoming release of it in November, Bethesda's post, an apocalyptic role-playing game, typical Fallout serious game right there. For a limited time, everyone who pre-orders Fallout 4 through their Xbox, only through their consoles, will only receive a free copy of Fallout 3 for the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
A code, you know, it's claimed for the 2008 RPG will deliver you, what, 7 to 10 days? In about 2 weeks or so after that?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Well, in about a week.
Yeah.
7 days is a week for now.
7 to 10 days? More than a day, or more than a week.
7 days is a week, 14 yeah. days is 2 weeks.
But not only that, come this fall when backwards compatibility goes live, Fallout 3 from your code will now be able to play on the Xbox One.
I think that's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something tells me that was the point of all of this.
Well, hey.
Yeah. Call it a hunch.
So again, the launch of Fallout 4 will be November 10th on the PlayStation 1, PlayStation 4, and of course the PC.
PlayStation 1.
Oh wait, hold on. I am so retarded.
Yeah, Xbox One.
I still got my PlayStation 1 and PlayStation, so.
Yeah, I've got both.
I know. Can't really complain about that. No. So, speaking of the PlayStation 1, PlayStation Uno.
Hey, look at that.
Look at this.
Yeah, dude. Hey, look at that.
Free games.
Yeah.
Free games.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love free games?
Free.
Free.
Yeah.
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 That was the most awkward man stuff that ever done. Well.
Oh, yeah.
Snap into a Slim Jim. Snap.
Bonesaw is ready.
Hey, come down here.
All right. Do not sue us because that was not an audio clip from the movie.
That was actually
me doing
the voice.
That was
actually Jesse.
So don't sue us, please. Can't afford it.
So tell us what's coming out on the PlayStation 4, Jesse. All
right, so what we got, games coming out for PS4, PS3, and the Vita. So PS4, you have Entwined, Mousecraft, Rocket League, and Sticks Master Shadows.
Nice. For the PlayStation 3, also Entwined, Mousecraft, and Rain.
Rain. Yep. Not heavy rain, but rain.
Just rain. R-E.
Just regular rain. Like just drizzles.
Drizzles. Yeah. Well, we're having drizzles here right now in San Diego. So
yeah, we are.
That.
It's kind of weird because it's muggy and gross. But anyway. And then for the Vita, you've got Entwined, Geometry Wars 3, and Mousecraft.
Gears of War 3?
Not Gears of War.
And of course, the
PS4 2.55 software update is out now. If you haven't gotten it for some reason, connect online, go ahead and get it, because it's a mandatory update that should improve system software stability.
I like how you put the emphasis on should.
Yeah. Should.
Should.
According to its official description. Now, the one line update is, as I just said, it's one line. It's pretty much just software stability.
Just one line.
Just software stability during the use of some online features has been improved. That's it.
So you have one bullet hole on top of the title, and that's it.
Yeah, but I mean, it kind of spans off the 2.5 that was released in the end of March.
2.5, now it's
the 2.5 patch released at the end of March,
mm-hmm.
and that includes the suspend and resume mode, the 60 FPS remote play, so you can play your PS4 games at 60 FPS on your Vita, remotely anywhere, as long as you have a Wi-Fi connection. Verified accounts and, you know, some more stuff.
The typical stuff.
Yeah, so this is basically just stability to assist that.
So speaking of console graphics, the advancements of the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, now it's coming towards to the mobile.
New challenger has arrived.
So, there's
I should have said that for the announcement of a new console.
Damn it. I know. Too late now. We actually
edit that out.
So it's a new, well, the new graphics, the new gen, new age graphics actually coming out to the mobile network now, to the mobile gaming. There's a teaser trailer out right now, and it's the first images of it too. It's you have a picture of a burnt orange McLaren P1.
Yeah.
And looking at it, it's pretty very good. Real.
It looks really, really good.
Really good.
And it's for a game. It's a sequel. The game it's for is a sequel to the original, to the 2012 game CSR.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Zynga has not shared any actual gameplay of the footage yet. So I'm kind of worried about if it's actually desktop rendering versus what they're
going to do. Mobile rendering.
So we need to see more of CSR 2. Technically, it's still in development as we speak. But we need when it's all said and done, they need to bring a demo out and pretty much show it off to the public, okay? And as I said earlier in the beginning of the podcast, Comic-Con 2015, and actually last year I did this one fun obstacle course. It was from Assassin's Creed.
Yep.
It was a playoff of Black Flag. Now they're gonna have it back at Comic-Con, hopefully in the same place across the street.
Hopefully.
It's gonna be from a Syndicate,
Yeah, it's going to be based off of Syndicate. At least that's what it looks like.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, no. That was from the pictures they're showing you right now. That was from last year.
Yeah, that was from last year.
That was from last year.
But the way it looks up there...
Syndicate.
Yeah, it's going to be building up to the release of Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's going to be in the Syndicate way. As Black Flag was for the upcoming release of Black Flag.
Indeed. So for the people that's going, for the Comic-Con junkies like myself and Wayne... And if you guys don't have a badge, you actually don't need a badge for this. You just show up, tell them, hey, I want to fall. Hopefully not to my death, but yes. This is actually, last year was fun, so I definitely have to do it again.
I'm going to jump.
What are you waiting for?
Okay.
All right, so, really?
Yeah, that's happening.
Really?
Yes, it is.
They're now making a Monopoly movie.
Not the only one.
Yeah.
And the box office crash, here it comes. Boom.
What studio is doing that again?
Lionsgate.
Who are they known for? The Hunger Games.
Yep.
That's right. Thanks, Wayne. Left me hanging there.
They do a lot of good stuff. Yeah, Hasbro's been pushing this for a while though. So
Hasbro, really?
Yep. Yeah.
That's about as excited as we're gonna get right now.
Back when Battleship came out, they were actually pitching this.
Yeah, but see, Battleship was actually somewhat decent. Decent.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it was great. It was okay.
It was horrible.
It was okay.
I liked some of the nods
to the board.
It was okay because they had one good actor in Liam Neeson.
They only have one good actors. Well, good set of actors were the older Navy.
Yeah, those guys were awesome. Man. That was the only part of the movie that actually gave me like chills. I was like, oh, that's awesome. But yeah.
So
now we're gonna go from like a disappointing low
to an extremely highs of high.
Yes,
as we talked about after the post E3.
Pretty sure we talked about this almost every podcast since E3.
And this game gets more better since it crashed the servers and
Mo better. Channeling your inner Hawaiian. Mo better.
Perfect.
Yeah.
There you go. Shenmue 3, as we know, has already been funded well past its goal point.
In less than 24 hours. And it crashed the servers.
Okay, we talked about that in the last couple podcasts, I'm pretty sure. But to add on to the hype, they added Corey Marshall back into the game to reprise his role as Shenmue.
I would have been so mad if they didn't get him back. it's like asking...
I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I said as Shenmue. Yeah, I was reading it. It's as Ryu Hazuki. Sorry. I like Shenmue. That was a mistake on my part. I apologize.
Shit happens.
It does. It really does. But yeah, don't flame me.
It happens.
I'm not a fake fanboy. I really do like the game. I might just go home and play it on my Xbox just for, shits and giggles.
Kicks and giggles.
Yeah.
Dude, this is awesome. Great news.
But, I mean, they said the support that Mr. Marshall gave to reprise his role as Ryo has just been completely overwhelming. He said...
Why wouldn't it be? Right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be?
Right?
Yeah. There would have been a whole lot more backlash if they said, oh, we're going to find somebody else.
So, so that's a thing. And then they also said the developer has announced backers that pledge $1,000 to the project can request a custom message from Ryo. He said he's as excited for Shenmue's return as we all are. And to help out, he is magnanimously, that's a pretty awesome word.
Magnanimously.
Magnanimously. Yeah. Offered his voice for a special reward. He says, do not miss the opportunity to get a very special message from Ryo himself. Maybe one of these classic Ryo one-liners.
Thank you. I spent $1,000 on that crap.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, that's pretty awesome. But I think that's about it for what we got for this podcast.
Yeah, that's going to be, I think that's it.
Yeah. Next week is going to be a very special podcast for us since, well, you guys gotta tune in.
Yeah.
You guys have to tune in.
Wait and see.
Yeah.
It's gonna be
a very emotional.
A bittersweet.
Truly bittersweet.
But, hey, we'll see you next week.
I know. Anywho, again, this is twoshotsofgeek.com, and we're here to be in the future, 8 bits at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Muggy.
There we have!
the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.